all buckled up? Good.
Buckle up.
Something big is gonna happen.
Something is happening.
Something is happening.
Is this happening everywhere?
This is happening.
What is happening?
Hey, I'm here for the big show.
Now, this is what you have been waiting for. Happy Monday.
Good morning. Look alive.
Yes.
It's the JP Coriel Husker Nick Morning Show. JP out. Rob Kelly in for the week, hanging out with you. Happy Monday, Christmas week.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, nuts that it's already here.
Got it all done?
Oh, yeah, we're all set.
I've been done for a while.
Wow. Yep. I'm a loser then. I've still got a couple things yet to get.
Well,
that's,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not everybody can be a winner.
Yeah, I know.
I got to tell you guys, so I have a 2-year-old little girl, Bailey, mm-hmm. and I'm really excited. So yesterday, Jess's mom came over and brought over some presents for the kids and whatnot, and she put them around the Christmas tree, and Bailey was going insane. And it occurred to me, with the pandemic this year, little Bailey, she's only 2. Last Christmas, she was too young to really know what she was doing. She could barely walk. Her birthday, second birthday, was canceled because of the pandemic in March.
Oh, my gosh.
She's never really experienced this.
She doesn't know what any of these festivities are yet.
She has no freaking idea.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Bailey.
We lost Rob to Fox News already. We're like a minute into this thing.
No, I'm listening.
We're a minute in.
This is awesome.
You're supposed to get involved.
Oh.
You don't just listen.
Believe it or not, I wasn't even watching TV. I was actually staring right up there at the corner of that cabinet up there. I was like, I got to wake up here.
Is that worse?
Yes.
Is it worse that he was more entertained by the corner of the cabinet?
I think he was looking at the aluminum can that John gifted
us.
$1,200 aluminum can.
Sorry, I zoned out there for a
second. I was at least he's into his fair and balanced TV station.
No, I wasn't even watching it. I just kind of lost myself for a second.
The corner of that woodwork was more entertaining than my story about my precious dog.
It is really hard. It is really hard. It is really hard for me the first day to get the sleep thing changed around.
No, I know. And you are... Nelly. In this for the whole rest of the
week. I'll be good. Day two, I'm always fine. It's first day.
4 days.
Well,
Friday's Christmas.
That's right. Thursday. Yes. We don't have Thursday off.
Yes. Yeah,
no, right. Yeah, I know. I wish. We should. We should just pre-record something.
Well, we've got
something.
The perfect person to talk to about this.
I know.
This
let's
How
rally
can we
this
sway you?
rally this thing.
Not
that
week. Not happen.
Yeah. Pre-record everything.
Oh, clink, clink, clink. What is that? Is that some beer? I don't know.
I think so.
Bribe me with beer and we'll see what happens. But then again, if I brought the beer in here to this show, I know you two jabronis would show up without a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if that's what we're talking
beer
about.
Beer with bells on. What do you mean?
Yeah,
I know.
So,
did you have a good weekend, Rob?
Yes, did fine.
You did fine. Yeah, did you do anything with the kids?
You know, just kind of hung out. I did a little bit of shopping with my daughter Sophia on Saturday. We were running around doing a couple things, and then Sunday just kind of chilled around the house most of the day.
Sundays.
I actually worked out
the
pole barn. It wasn't bad yesterday. About 50 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I was organizing some stuff in the one side of the pole barn and put some new shelves up and that kind of stuff. So yeah,
we wanted to put lights up this weekend on the house, but then again, remember the person that owns the home doesn't allow Christmas lights.
Mm. Well, once you guys are married, you guys can buy a house and put up as many lights as you want.
That's right.
Okay.
Another advantage. Better get on it.
Okay. Yeah.
To getting married or to buying a house.
This all sounds really expensive, okay?
Yes, it is.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9. Coming
up.
Next.
With JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
'Tis the season for pirates, but not the good kind.
Arr.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix, 96.9.
Got one very important thing, mate. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
It would be so awesome if this next story was about actual pirates. Because 'tis the season for pirates.
Or at least dressed up as pirates.
Right? So, 'tis the season for pirates,
mm-hmm.
even in Nebraska, pirates everywhere, but not the fun kind that swoop onto your boat and try to, you know, plunder your booty. Have you had any pirates plundering your booty lately?
No.
I full-on had a pirate plunder booty from my house.
Oh. I thought your booty or your booty from your house? Okay, got it.
Porch.
Wow. Did you feel it?
No, I wasn't
Does
home.
It hurt? Does no. it hurt?
I mean, it hurt my feelings that they stole presents for my kids, if that's what we're talking about.
No.
God, you two are preverts.
What?
So after 3 years.
Well, it does hurt emotionally.
After 3 years.
You've been violated.
Yeah.
After 3 years and roughly a dozen packages stolen off of Lori Pringle's front porch, she was fed up.
What? Why yeah. that many?
Because she did. She evidently.
She must live in a prime location.
I know. So this woman has had, over the last 3 years, just dozens of packages stolen off her front porch.
Something about her porch makes pirates come to her yard.
Yes.
It's like there's a milkshake by yeah. Khalees reference in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, her porch brings all the pirates to the yard.
Yeah, there you go.
So she was sitting there talking to a few friends, and she's got a brand new puppy. She also has three cats. And she decided, you know what? It's time to really teach this person a lesson. Mm-hmm. So she took the kitty litter and all the dookie out of the backyard from her dog and filled up a box with it. She put it on the front porch, and she's got like her Ring doorbell.
What a wonderful woman.
Which, side note, how daring are porch pirates, knowing that they're being recorded?
Daring or dumb? Like, that's just dumb.
I mean, you say that, but you don't hear about them getting caught.
Well, I mean,
they're walking up there full face and everything, and they're just like, and then walking off.
Yeah, I suppose.
They're daring. But, boy, these things are loud. Could you turn down the headphones a little bit? Thanks, dude. But anyways, so she puts this box out there. 30 minutes later, porch pirate shows up.
No way.
Steals the box. Car gets down the street about a block, and you see the box go flying out of the car. That's so awesome. Is there, what would you and Jackson throw in a box to discuss some porch pirate that was trying to break into your house?
Man.
Or to get your plunder your booty?
Man, we'd have to put it in like a big, big box, because it just seems that for some reason, whatever we throw away in that kitchen trash can of ours, it takes no time at all for it to reek. I don't know what in the world we're eating. I don't put food in there, but that thing smells disgusting. That would be alarming in and of itself. Put a big, we got a vacuum for a family Christmas thing that we just had over the weekend. So I might unbox the vacuum and put it in the vacuum box, because it's big enough.
Nice.
That'd work.
You know, living out in the country, just drive maybe around the 1 mile block or something. Pretty much guarantee you might find some roadkill along the way.
Oh,
roadkill.
Awesome.
Little roadkill. Cow pies just hanging out, like just link your hand under the fence there.
That would be good. But yeah, tis the season for porch pirates.
Roadkill.
So make sure you guys are getting out and getting your packages off the porch.
Hey, if you have children, dirty diapers. There's another one.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
But actually, it's about $6 billion in the last year porch pirates have already stolen.
Really?
Nationwide. It is crazy.
I have only fallen victim to this once, and I lived in a very awful location, and I can't believe more things didn't get stolen. But if you become a victim of porch pirating, let us know, and we'll help you come up with a way to get back at them.
We would love to know about that.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. On Kicks 96.9.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Coming up, we got good things.
Good vibes, yeah.
When I wake up, wake up, Kicks Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Well, RIP to Maren Morris's RSVP. Congratulations to Chris Lane. And Peyton Manning walks into a bar, followed by Luke Combs, Kenny Chesney, Morgan Wallen, Jake Owen, and Cole Swindell.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
So good news, bad news. We'll start with the bad news really quick, because the good news is on the way. Maren Morris has canceled her tour dates for 2021, her RSVP, the tour. And that's just because there's no guarantee what COVID's going to look like necessarily, even after vaccinations. And it's going to take a little while to roll them out.
Yeah, it takes
and
a while to sell
when
a concert
plan
tour.
Tours and stuff like that. It just, I don't know. But that's also just kind of conjecture, that last part. I mean, that's financially kind of makes more sense. But she said, quote, "There is so much hope with this vaccine being distributed in 2021, but we are still unsure of when we will be able to do the tour next year." So that's just like a little bit of what we were talking about off mic. It's kind of hard to sell a big tour, and then you got to start like now. and everything's still kind of a big question mark.
Do you think it'll be like shows popping up here and there then?
I think towards the later part of the year. I think we're going to see some summer. We're going to see some summer outdoor stuff. Stampede. Roll out,
but these massive tours might not come around quite as easily.
Yeah, some of the outdoor shows might be deemed safe this summer. Right. That's where your Kenny Chesney and Stampede come into play. But then we might start seeing some one-offs in the fall.
I'm down for walk before you run, because I'd rather us dip the toe in than just like full bar run a marathon and be like, we got to go back to how it was. But the good news about this is Mary Morris is working on her third album. She's working really hard on it. So hopefully, even if we don't get a tour, we'll get new music or something. Mm-hmm. If you go to our Instagram, check our story, KZKX969, follow us. But you can check out the video there. Chris Lane's song, Big, Big Plans, went number one. And in Nashville, big deal. Well, big deal no matter what. But they do big number one parties and stuff. Not so much during this pandemic. So rather than just celebrate a number one from home and not get any fun at all, his crew and some family members and friends, it looked like, they banded together for a number one parade. And they did a drive-by one with all their cars and stuff. So there was like balloons and silly string and signs and stuff. And they went and surprised the other songwriters on the song too, so they walked out of buildings and like sprayed them with silly string. And it's just so funny because it's just silly string. They're still like feet away from you, but the absolute wonder on their faces and the smiles just to have somewhat human interaction, you know, it was so nice to see. So congratulations to Chris Lane. Now we're getting to like the real big one from over the weekend. There were pictures floating around, and this is insane. Apparently football icon Peyton Manning hung out with Luke Combs, Kenny Chesney, Jake Owen, Morgan Wallen, and Cole Swindell at the Cross-Eyed Critters Watering Hole. That's the bar inside the Graduate Hotel there in like East Tennessee. Because Manning was there or something. They were watching the Tennessee Volunteers.
It's a huge game this weekend.
Take on, was it A&M?
Yep, Texas A&M. Yeah, it was a huge game.
Some say it was a holiday party from Kenny Chesney online. Some say like Manning was just around and everyone was watching the game. I don't know the deal. Either way, can you imagine working at this bar? I mean, this is probably just a bartender trying to make ends meet.
Right.
There, knowing full well they might see some cool celebrities here and there. But to have this gang of people walk in, I would have lost my mind. I would have probably lost my job because I would have fangirled.
I wonder if Morgan Wallen from 30 Days in the Future showed up to tell Morgan Wallen, dude, this is a bad idea. Get out of here. You're all gonna get ridiculed.
Morgan Wallen from 30 Days in the Future would have said, "Hey man, you would have posted that and you would have had nearly 500,000 comments already."
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, check out his Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
From what was it, a week or two?
Yeah, two weeks back.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. Yep. So it was pretty funny. But if you do want to see that, you can also find it on our Instagram story as well, KZKX969, with the nitty gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell on Kix 96.9.
Next with the JP Coryell and Husker Nick Show.
Oh, we got some serious good vibes going on for you. It's good things involving football, golf, and so much other good stuff coming up on Kix.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP Coryell and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Some good things to start off your work week. And actually, we do this every day. So if you need a little dose of the good, we got you covered. Mm-hmm. This is Coryell with JP Coryell and Husker Nick Mornings. Rob in for JP. My good thing starts with Sue Leslie. She started her undergraduate degree at UNL 48 years ago.
Wow.
And just recently graduated. She first had to put all five of her kids through college. She had, I believe it was like three separate cancer diagnoses, and she had to fight through it all. Honestly, this woman has persevered. I think if you need any sign to jump back in and finish a degree or to take on that tough project or finish something, this is it. Because you don't have to be, you know, right straight out of high school to go to college and start getting your degrees. You can jump in whenever you'd like. She actually graduated with a major in Great Plains Studies, a degree that was not offered when she first attended UNL in 1972. She said, quote, "When I see antique furniture, I always imagined in my mind who might have used it before and where it came from." And she's just always been interested in the past, which is actually really cool work. I'm really interested in that stuff too. I didn't know that was a thing. So pretty cool. Sue Wesley, we're very, very excited for you and congratulations on graduating.
All right, so my good thing today, I actually, my wife gives me crap all the time about the amount of softball that I play. Mm-hmm. I like playing slow pitch softball, travel around the country, I'm on a good team, all that kind of stuff. But I tell her all the time, I said, she goes, how long are you going to do this? And I said, until I get to play in a game with my kids. And she's like, come on, you'll be in your early 50s. I'm like, yeah, but it'll be awesome. This weekend, I got her to finally buy into my whole thought process.
Okay.
Because I showed her videos, and if you guys haven't seen this, it's freaking awesome. Tiger Woods and his son Charlie competed in an event. Charlie is, I believe, like 11, somewhere 11. In that age group. And he's got, like, after Tiger swings, he spins his club and puts it to his side and walks out to see where the ball went. He's got it down perfectly. They're dressed the same the whole weekend. His mannerisms to a T, his father.
It's so weird. And it
is
awesome,
man. And as a dad, whether it's my son or my daughter, someday I want to compete in the Cornhusker State Games in a co-ed softball game with my two kids. They might have to carry me around the baseball.
Yeah, but
whatever.
By golly, like, you're doing it.
Oh, man. It was so inspiring and so cool. So if you get a chance, jump online. It's all over the place. ESPN has it. I know I've tweeted out a few times at Husker_Nick. But the videos are just amazing. And it's so cool watching Tiger watch his son, because this look on his face, like, that's my boy. You know, like, it's
good,
so
job.
Cool.
Good job. Mine's got to do with the jolly red guy that's coming around here on Thursday night, sliding down the chimneys of everybody's house. That's been good so far this year. Dr. Fauci on CNN over the weekend. A lot of kids are concerned about Santa, the coronavirus, and everything else like that. Dr. Fauci evidently got a private escort up to the North Pole by the U.S. government to personally vaccinate Santa Claus.
Good. Oh, good. So Santa has a clean bill of health. He's ready to roll.
He's ready to roll. So he'll be rolling through here coming up on Thursday night. That is a good thing indeed with Kicks.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right. We got a lot of good stuff going on coming up this morning, and also going to be a beautiful day with a 50-degree high. Enjoy it with Kicks 96.9.
Come on now.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day on Kix 96.9.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
What you want? Why does this song instantly make you... Yeah, you gotta groove a little bit.
Gotta start head bopping.
Did they get rid of this series? Is over, isn't it?
Oh,
well, ever since the whole thing with George Floyd, they took this.
Didn't they get rid of the series? Cops.
Well, they took this off, and they also took off Live PD, which was a huge thing for
A&E.
Oh, the
two shows.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I think they'll bring them back.
I hope so.
Yeah, they
were awesome.
I see both sides of it, but unfortunately, we don't have any live action of what went down in Lincoln recently with the pizza delivery man getting arrested, but the pizza still getting delivered.
Okay.
And if this sounds reminiscent of something we talked about already, you're not wrong. But last Wednesday, when we were talking about stupid criminals and stuff, we mentioned this had happened elsewhere, where a pizza delivery guy gets arrested and then the police escorted this pizza to the person. I can just imagine myself at the end of this being like, where is my pizza? I'd be so thrilled.
Where's my 30 minutes or less here? Yeah.
Well, guys, more importantly, you get a bing, bing. You walk up to the door. What do you see? A police officer.
Honestly, I would be like, I'm not answering this door.
So then you open the door. They're holding a pizza. I'm thinking, it's not my birthday.
This
I don't think
trick.
I ordered a stripogram here.
Yeah.
What do we got going
this
on?
This is a trick. This will either be very awesome or really, really bad.
Oh, no.
But they ended up delivering the pizza in this original story. That was last Wednesday morning when we mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
And then by that afternoon, as I was leaving this building, I saw a notification come up on my phone, ding, 10-11 news. And it was about essentially the same thing happened here in Lincoln. Let's see. There was a...
Does it say which police officer it is that deserves the award?
Yeah, which pizza? Was it Da Vinci's? Was it Pizza Hut?
It doesn't say. It just says pizza delivery. It doesn't say what pizza.
Valentino's?
39-year-old guy was being investigated by the task force, and then he gets pulled over or whatever for, you know, drugs. And so he gets arrested. But I think this story might have been reworked, because I think think this was supposed to be the this was the headline at one point in time. But the investigators involved in this arrest, they finished his pizza delivery to the customer staying at the hotel that he had been arrested at or whatever.
So have you ever had a police officer knock on your door? Where you had to answer the door and it was like there's a police officer?
Yes.
Is there a good story that you can tell on the radio? Otherwise, I have a good one for you.
No, go. So mine was just I had to call in something and they came back.
So. You know that roundabout on 14th and Superior?
Yeah.
There's that annoying roundabout?
Yeah.
So back when they were building said roundabout, if you go north up on 14th Street, you go past the Walgreens or whatever it is on the corner there, drive down, there's that neighborhood to the left. I had a house in that neighborhood and I was living there.
Oh, people used to party there all the time. People still party time. Over there all
that
the
was
time.
Like, well, yeah, because the football players own a whole bunch of those houses.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah. That's the football party area.
Right.
So, but we're living, and actually this was on the same street. So, cop rings the doorbell, knocks on the doorbell. I go to the door. They're like, sir, we had a phone call of someone tearing up. The road was under construction. It was all mud because it had been raining.
Okay.
They're like, sir, someone was in a black Jeep tearing up this road. Was this you? And I was like, me? No.
Cut to the outside, a full mud-caked black Jeep in the driveway.
Better than that, there was mud tracks coming from the road down the road into my driveway and into my garage where my black Jeep sat covered in mud.
And you said no.
And the officer goes, sir, what made you think in a million years it was okay for you to be tearing up this road that they're doing this construction on? And they go, I drive a Jeep? And he just shakes his head, walks down, gets in his car, and left. I didn't get any trouble.
Beautiful,
it was amazing.
Beautiful.
But I was panicked. I was panicked when that police officer showed up to my door.
Honestly, I would have been the same way. And the fact that you had the audacity to look and see the tire tracks.
Oh, they ran right up into my garage.
Leading into your driveway or your garage, and you went, nope, that's not me.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Happy Victory Monday, you two.
We haven't said that for a while.
Hey, happy Victory Monday.
Yeah.
Of course, for those who don't know, Nebraska won on Friday night. They beat Rutgers. The story of that game, simply put, it took a half to get going, but Nebraska got going. By the way, Nebraska, the only team in all of college football to have 3 touchdown drives of 90-plus yards in a second half.
Dang.
Where was that? Where was that team earlier in the year? That's what I want to know.
I'm telling you, man, that was a crazy second half. Nebraska looked good. But the big story that came out of this game, guys, is when you kind of listen to Coach Frost and some of the players, they were talking about how tired they are and everything that's going on. And Nebraska decides to opt out. It was a team vote. From playing in any bowl games.
Yeah. That had my boyfriend fired up this weekend.
There's a lot of people angry, I'll tell you that.
I'll be honest, I kind of zoned out a little bit. We were going to get food, and I just had food on the brain, and I let him vent. But
nice.
I don't know what he said.
A lot of people are angry. It's one of those things. If you guys remember, when college football got set aside and it would look like there was going to be no season, it was Nebraska who was coming out saying, we just want to play football.
Yep.
We want to play. Even once the season got going, they fought with the Big Ten to get an extra game. Remember that?
Right.
Tennessee, Chattanooga. And then now the visual of it is that the team that was begging all year and causing all these quote unquote problems wanting to play has decided not to play. Media is having a heyday.
Is
with
the
it.
Wind I, just kind of taken out of their sails? Is it kind of like we're limping across the finish line here? People need to go home and see their family? What's the deal?
I think that's it. Yeah, after being in the bubble and everything that these guys have
this
done.
This is taxing on people.
I mean, people are just worn out off this COVID thing. And to go play into a low-level bowl game that's all we would have got. It's not worth it.
It's there's two different thought processes here, and you guys can decide how you feel. The players have obviously, Nebraska has had, next to no COVID related cases because the Huskers did a great job of
phenomenal, by the way. I am so impressed by that.
Yes, they did a great job of making sure that they were not going out, not doing things, and that of course when you're at home for all those months and staying in, it wears on you. The other thought process is you've been pounding the drum for more games all year. You can look right across the Missouri River at a school, two schools actually, that are going to be playing in bowl games, Iowa and Iowa State. So people are a little fired up over that. And the idea that, you know, you need game practices, whatever, to get better. I actually think that these guys, it's time to put your sword down for the year and relax. Go home.
Yeah.
You've fought your war. Now it's time to relax and go home and get ready, hopefully for a regular, you know, big year next year.
So isn't next year going to be all Scott's team, pretty much, like all of his picks?
Yeah, mostly. Pretty much everyone of his guys should be here.
I saw some of the reason why people were fired up was because these younger folks need more, you know, fuel time, basically. But then I guess where I look at it is like, well, what's one low-level bowl game going to do for that?
Well, you could get hurt. You could get an injury.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I see why people are upset, but I'm like, I don't know.
You got to remember, So I'll tell you, I personally think, as you guys talk about this, you have to remember the year that Coach Frost has been through and the year that his team's been through.
I know.
But Frost lost his father earlier in the year.
Yeah, it's been a tough time.
Also, I know COVID has been really hard on a lot of people, especially those who have lost loved ones because you weren't able to, you know, get together and do the things that you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. If you watched him the whole season, you could tell. He's not quite been himself. He looked like he aged quite a bit this year. So it might not be the worst thing, in my opinion, for them to take the bowl season off, even though we as fans would love to see it, which we're rightfully in that. We're the customer.
Yeah.
You know, if we want to, you know, we want to watch football. We love our football.
Yeah.
So, like, people aren't wrong for being mad and wanting football.
Right.
Believe it or not, guys, both people can be right here.
Yeah.
The fans can be mad. That's okay. And the coaching staff and the players want to go home, and that's okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
Completely okay. But good news is Nebraska finishes out the season with a win, a second half that looked really good against Rutgers. So hopefully that'll carry some momentum into the offseason. They just finished out with a top 20 recruiting class again. So hopefully that continues on, and then next year is a big year for the Big Red.
There we go.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Well, it comes that time of the year where we've got some of your favorites of a lot of our features here, including Make It Right Mondays.
Dame or Dump on Couples Therapy. We asked you on the Kix Morning Show page what some of your favorite best segments were. And, of course, we're going to bring that back for you very soon. Some of your best of Make It Right Mondays.
Hold on. Do we have Schwinn coming up next?
Bernie and Thomas and the Cheating Sister.
So, what we have coming up. Schwinn.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Yeah, you messed up. And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kicks 96.9.
Bernie needs our help with making it right by his brother-in-law.
Ooh.
Okay, well, good morning, Bernie.
Hey, morning, y'all.
Hey, man. Can I start this by saying, sometimes I wish my name was Bernie. Like, I love that name. Bernie.
I know. That's actually really awesome.
Like, I don't want people to call me Burn Dog. You know, oh, my God. So I just want you to know, I love your name. Love your name. All right.
I appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, all right, man.
All right, so, Bernie, what's going on with you and your brother-in-law?
Well, here's the deal right here, okay? My sister and brother-in-law announced that at Thanksgiving dinner that first grandchild's coming. You know, she's pregnant.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yay.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, great. You know, cool. Don't get me wrong. It's super cool. I'm real, real stoked about meeting a little nephew or niece or something.
Right.
But later that night, I'm outside with my pops and brother-in-law. Man, we had, you know, maybe one too many whiskeys. I don't know.
Okay.
We're smoking cigars.
Sounds like a good night.
And I just happened to turn to him and kind of casual about it. Was like, you might want to get a paternity test. You know, just make sure it's yours.
Were you joking?
That's a bad joke.
Oh, it wasn't a joke at all. No, that's the whole thing about it. look, my sister's been caught sleeping around on three different times. They've only been together for a year and a half.
Okay? Oh, no. No.
Wait, so he's... Oh, no. What? Hold on! Yeah. So...
Wow.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
So he knows... She was caught by him, so he knows this.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he knows.
Hey, it's his decision if he wants to take her back.
Working it out,
and again and again and again.
Right. Wow. Wow.
Well, I mean, I guess you're not wrong. I mean, I don't know.
Here's the thing. I want you to understand this. Tom's, he's a really good dude. I mean, he's super sweet. He's super loyal. And, you know, he's just a hardworking man. You know, he's a part owner of his family's lawn care business. Okay. And he works his tail off, man. He's real successful. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that's why the city bicycle ends up in his yard every night. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You're saying that about your sister.
It's a good morning in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Wow. Why are you...
The town bicycle ends up at his house
your
every
sister,
night.
Man.
Hey, look, man, I just want to make things right and apologize to him for bringing it up. That's all. I should have just kept my mouth shut.
Your sister is going to beat you.
Get me in trouble quite a bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, wow.
All right, okay. So you want to call? You're going to call and apologize and let him know that, hey, man, I shouldn't have said that, even if that's how you feel.
So,
and hope he takes that apology.
So you know he didn't receive that well. Like he's been upset about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he's real mad. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's the problem. Because he knows that she's promiscuous. That's because it's a possibility. That's why he's so angry about it.
He doesn't want to face the music, it, kind of, maybe.
Man.
That's
you never know. People go through their own stuff, so who knows? Oh, God.
Right. Okay. Well, this is going to be super awkward.
I'm
so glad you're doing this with us this morning.
I've got some cousins, and they're this way with my cousin Morgan talks about her brother, Justin, in a very similar light.
Oh, really?
Because he's kind of had some of the same situation going on.
Okay.
So, like,
you know, and just because they're your brother and sister, you can still love them and call it how it is.
And call it.
I heard this before.
What did you say? What did you say, Bernie, there a second ago?
I said, Betty knows my sister.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting sweaty.
I kind of want to call your sister instead. Wow. Have you?
I don't.
Oh, man. No, Corey. I don't. Veto. All right. Well, Bernie, we'll get Thomas on the phone. We'll do the best we can to do that. And we'll let you apologize. And we'll do what we can to try to make it right. Okay?
I appreciate it.
Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
Oh, I know. This is
one of my favorite ones of the year. I couldn't even when it happened at the time, it was crazy. But then for those who don't know, his sister eventually calls back the show on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And
that
that was
something else.
Crazy.
Yeah. The sister and the brother are both one and the same. But we're going to find out how this all plays out in just about 6 or 7 minutes.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick
in the morning. Kix
96.9. Yeah, you messed up. And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
You're just joining us. It's Bernie who needs to make it right by his brother-in-law, Thomas, because his sister and brother-in-law announced Thanksgiving dinner that their first grandchild would be coming. His sister's pregnant. He's very happy she's pregnant. He's excited to meet the little niece or nephew. But he was outside with his dad and the brother-in-law having whiskey and cigars. And as the night went on, his mouth got a little bit more loose and was like, hey, you might want to get a paternity test on that baby to see if it's yours.
I mean, even if you mean it, which he means it.
Right.
You just don't say that.
Just something you don't say.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah. Trust me. He already has thought of that.
Right.
I'm sure.
Goodness gracious.
The word is she's been around the block about 3 different times while they've been together.
Oh, goodness.
So
okay.
Bernie wants us to get a hold of Thomas and see about making it right. All right, so we've got Thomas on hold, Bernie. We're going to bring him on, chat with him a bit, and then we'll let you apologize and we'll see what happens.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, good morning, Thomas.
Hello?
Hi, it's JP Coriel Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How you doing, man? Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on?
Sorry, I know you're a busy dude. We just wanted to get a hold of you because somebody did wrong, and we do a thing called Make It Right on Mondays, and they would like to have us help facilitate an apology and try to make it right by you.
Okay.
The guy who is on hold with us is your brother-in-law, Bernie. Bernie, go ahead, man.
Nah, hey,
you know what?
I'm not talking to this douchebag, right? This guy.
Wow. Okay.
Well, hold on.
Well, can what? we
Can we talk real quick,
Thomas? Can you hear him out for like a second, maybe? Oh, God, he hung.
No, he... All right.
Did he just hang up on y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, sorry, God, about that. I do my best to get that out of there before it happens.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Did you think it was going to go differently?
Well, I mean, I thought he might be a little bit of a man about it, not such a little I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There it goes.
Yeah, he's going to have to see me at Christmas. Y'all know this, right?
Uh-oh. Yeah, family getting together.
Yeah, okay. So I'd see why you'd want to maybe bury the hatchet.
That's going to end up on the YouTubes, man.
Yeah, Facebook Live that bad boy.
Fight on sight.
Jeez. Okay. Well.
No, wait, okay. I got nothing.
Really?
I got nothing. I don't know.
I mean, this is like honest to God, man. Family drama, man, and I don't know.
Do you think at this point, do you think maybe you need to like talk to your sister? Like try to get through to him through her? Or apologize to her? I don't know.
Do your parents know? That's the one I'm nervous about.
Well, he's laughing.
Do the parents know that you guys are feuding?
Man, I wish my daddy was sober enough to care, and my mama, she tried, you know, like the song says, and there's just, I mean, there's no getting to my sister, and I feel like I've done my job, and I've done my duty by her and by Tommy and everyone else, so I feel fine about it. I don't even care anymore.
Man.
I just keep my mouth closed.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you.
7-Eleven.
Good luck.
Oh, goodness gracious. I hope to God you've got a weird, solid relationship with your
son. Wow. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling. I'm sorry
Bernie,
you couldn't get that figured out there, Burn Dog.
You did. I mean,
Burn Dog.
All right.
You did the best you could. We called him, and he chose not to speak with you. So,
All right, buddy.
Man, this was messy.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck at Christmas time, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, Bernie, we appreciate you listening to the show, man. And thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Appreciate it, guys.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Man, that was absolutely crazy. By the way, stay tuned Wednesday, because for those who didn't hear the original one, that guy's sister puts him on blast on the air during couples therapy.
And imagine that we asked you specifically, to tell us which of these stories were your favorite. And this Bernie and his
Burn
sister.
Dog.
Burn Dog is hot.
This whole thing.
Well, make sure Wednesday you tune in for couples therapy.
It's a massive best of.
Yeah, because come Wednesday, you'll get to hear she brings him on the show and blasts him over what he just did.
Raced him over the coals.
All right, it's all coming up on Wednesday. It's going to be a lot of fun. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick Morning Show. Here's Thomas Redd.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
Farts come out of your butt and they make a funny sound. And sometimes they smell. I make farts with my butt and they make me laugh. So I fart all day.
What is that?
Farts are funny.
Farts are funny.
Farts are funny.
From now on.
This is amazing.
Funny, funny fart. Funny, funny.
Oh, man.
You're welcome, Lincoln parents.
Funny, funny fart. Gosh, that's going to be stuck in my head all day.
Oh, right when kids are going to school, too. We played that sound.
Beautiful.
That should be our new theme song for segments about toots, like what we're about to have, which is a segment based on
farts toots. Come out of your butt and they make a funny sound. And sometimes they smell. I make farts with my butt and they make me laugh. So I fart all day.
So farts are funny.
Farts are funny.
You guys, it's called farts low-hanging fruit, okay?
Okay. I mean, farts are funny.
It's a it's a week of Christmas, and farts are funny.
Yes, they are.
Why would we not?
Farts are so funny that there was a teacher in Kansas City, by the way, that thought, you know what? It's been a hard year for all these kids who are Zooming. My kid had to Zoom for over a month, by the way. My son did, and I got to witness how hard Zooming at school can be for small children, specifically these third graders.
Yep.
So here's some audio from a Zoom where this teacher is asking them, she says, get your books out, and then there's some silence, and then listen to how these kids react.
Here we go.
It's glorious.
Straight from the Zoom call in Kansas City. Here we go.
Your Journeys book?
I think she farted.
Big she farted.
This one kid is laughing like that the entire time.
That was a big one.
It's a big one.
What was that?
I don't know who that was.
It was huge.
Calling out the teacher.
This kid in the background is dying.
That is the most.
I don't know who it was, but whoever it was, it might be a little embarrassed. So let's stop.
That is the most wholesome piece of audio in the whole wide world. Wow. The best part of it, too, is the teacher pulled one over on the kids.
Yeah.
This was her with like a fart machine, and she wanted to bring some laughter to her Zoom classroom. She said this pandemic has been tough for everybody. It's a difficult year. So she tried not. You can hear her at the beginning.
Oh, I know.
Because she laughs first.
Oh, she tries not to. She sits there. And she's trying to like be cool,
but
and then
so
starts
great.
Laughing. The
it's
best
so
part
great.
Is there's one kid who's just staring mortified into the camera. So you think it's him.
Oh, that poor kid. Yeah. Because all the other classmates are going to think it's him.
And then legit, and we'll tweet out the video here. But when you watch this video, the first kid they show, he is dying laughing the entire time. Like he can't breathe. He's laughing so hard. Because let's be real, guys, even in the middle of a pandemic,
oh, yeah.
Farts are funny.
Farts are funny no matter what.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Not sure if Nick's going to fart.
I mean, I've been farting all morning.
A steady stream.
You guys
stream.
Just haven't noticed.
Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we got some really good stuff coming up on the show on the JP Coriel Husker Nick Morning Show. Looking back at favorite toys with nostalgia as we get towards Christmas. It's all right here with Kim.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Kenner's Betty Crocker Easy Bake Mini Wave Oven. Preheat 15 minutes, light bulb not included.
Here's what you can make in an Easy Bake. An Easy Bake Mini Wave Oven. Chocolate and the yellow
cake. I've never actually heard the commercials.
Pour in the mix, it's lots of fun.
This is the microwave version of the Easy Bake Oven. The
80s. I remember finally getting an Easy Bake Oven when I was younger.
You could cook off a 60-watt light bulb.
Which, when you think about it, it's just so sketchy. But I plowed through the little bags of like your mixes and stuff.
Right.
I remember it was gone in like 2 seconds.
Yep.
That's how they get you.
Oh, I know.
But since Christmas is this week already, we're taking a trip down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
Those awesome nostalgic toys, some of them they don't even make anymore. And if you go to Facebook, KX969, there's quite a few there. Rob, what's a toy that you were like pumped to get when you were younger?
I was pumped. I must have been about 6 or 7 when I got a Light Bright.
See, and that's still kind of popular.
Again,
though.
60-watt light bulb, and
yeah.
But now it's all LED.
And little
plastic-colored
pieces, and like that's it.
You put it in there and design whatever you want.
It was the same problem, though. Just like the cake mix, you had to have the special black paper that went in the Light Bright.
Yeah.
And once you poked the holes through it, it was done.
It was done.
Yeah, you couldn't use construction paper. It didn't work.
They have some, weren't the papers already pre-dotted or whatever?
Yeah, you could do dinosaurs and things like that, but then
freestyle.
Or you can freestyle, yeah, which was a lot of fun.
I bet you freestyled some weird stuff on your Light Bright.
Rob's just putting like records and stuff on there and all sorts of things.
He was 6 or 7 and already doing beer cans.
I mean, you know.
Long neck bottles.
That's all right.
How about you, Husker Nick? Was there a toy that you were jazzed to get when you were younger?
I never got one of these, but when I was a kid, you were like the man or the gal if you had the full die-cast metal Voltron. Like, it was, thing, like, weighed 28 pounds.
Oh, you
pure
could hurt
metal.
Somebody with
oh,
that.
Oh, no, yeah, you club people with this thing if you want to.
Voltron?
Voltron. It was like this robot, and it was probably, I don't know, a foot and a half tall when you put it together, but it was 6 metal, like, cat robot things that would piece together.
I love logic back in the day with kids' toys.
Yes.
Like, let's give them these large pieces of metal.
This thing was probably, I bet you total cost like $80.
Dang.
Which back in the late 80s was stupid, the amount of money.
Long ago comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe.
How old that audio is, I love it.
5 fearless lion robots. Black Lion. Green Lion, Yellow Lion,
Red Lion,
pretty sketchy audio.
What about He-Man? He-Man.
Oh, He-Man was awesome,
He-Man
too.
He-Man was a
Masters
big one.
Of the Universe, man. Like, if you had Castle Grayskull, look out, world.
Dang.
Like, it was awesome. I remember, I'll never forget, actually, the Christmas where Santa Claus brought me Castle Grayskull, and it had all the figures in it, and I was like, woo, by the power of Grayskull!
You are like, I am the coolest kid at school, on my block, maybe potentially in the entire world.
If you had He-Man, especially like the one where he was battle damage He-Man, where he'd hit his chest and
it'd
spin.
Fall off.
No, no, this thing would spin and it would show a cut in his chest.
Ooh.
But he was He-Man. You could put it back.
Oh,
he would heal.
Yeah,
yeah, it was cool.
What about you, Corey?
I was obsessed with like anything pet related or something like that. Anything that you had to like take care of.
Yeah.
So Tamagotchis. And Gigapets were huge for me.
Holy moly.
I liked Furbies.
Yeah.
Those robotic dogs that talk to each other with like the sensors on their forehead, just like the Furbies did.
How did you grow up with such a like sensitive, you want to help things grow and survive and you can't even take care of yourself as an adult?
I can barely take care of a plant.
Yeah. How is that
I
possible?
Don't know. Obviously it did not pan out for me.
Furby.
Oh. Okay, but
Furby, the first Gigapet you pet.
Go ahead.
Teach to say her name.
Ew, creepy.
Eat noodle.
Play games.
Peek, bab.
Boo. And love you back.
Uh-oh. Achoo.
You're going to sneeze.
Achoo. I forgot about the sneezing.
There's Coriel in the commercial.
Coriel's Furby was like, because it learned how to talk, and it's like, you're a horrible mommy. Take care of
Furby
me.
Furby I got, I threw a huge fit when I was younger because we were going on this large car ride, and I was like, I'm not leaving town without my Furby. So my dad let me bring it with me, but in the back seat, every time we'd go up and down the hills because we were on our way to Missouri, that thing literally would go, wee!
No!
No, I'm not kidding you! We had to ask him.
That's because
we
it's
had
alive.
To pull over and throw it in the trunk and then literally hit another hill and you could hear a muffled, wee! And he was like, are you kidding me?
And then it stabbed you while you were sleeping.
Yes.
Here's what's next with the JP.
See, that's just too much.
Husker
that's scary.
It is. It is creepy. But we want you to tell us your favorite nostalgic toys, the best, coolest Christmas toy you ever got. Go to Facebook, find the pinned post, KX969. Tell us, and you'll have a shot at $100 for brand gift card, 56 and Highway 2, the Fort, to get some last minute Christmas shopping done or buy a toy for your cowboy or cowgirl.
There you go. Yeah, they do have toys there, don't they?
Yeah, lots of them.
Now wake up.
Wake up, Kix Mornings, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Well, RIP to Maren Morris's RSVP. Congratulations to Chris Lane. And Peyton Manning walks into a bar, followed by Luke Combs, Kenny Chesney, Morgan Wallen, Jake Owen, and Cole Swindell.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
So good news, bad news. We'll start with the bad news really quick, because the good news is on the way. Maren Morris has canceled her tour dates for 2021, her RSVP, the tour. And that's just because there's no guarantee what COVID's going to look like necessarily, even after vaccinations, and it's going to take a little while to roll them out.
Yeah, it takes
and
a while to sell a concert tour.
When you plan tours and stuff like that, it just, I don't know. But that's also just kind of conjecture, that last part. I mean, that's financially kind of makes more sense. But she said, quote, there is so much hope with this vaccine being distributed in 2021, but we are still unsure of when we will be able to do the tour next year. So that's just like a little bit of what we were talking about off mic. Is it's kind of hard to sell a big tour, and then you got to start like now, and everything's still kind of a big question mark.
Do you think it'll be like shows popping up here and there then?
I think towards the later part of the year. I think we're going to see some summer. We're going to see some summer outdoor stuff. Stampede.
Roll out, but these massive tours might not come around quite as easily.
Yeah, some of the outdoor shows might be deemed safe this summer.
Right.
That's where your Kenny Chesney and Stampede come into play. But then we might start seeing some one-offs in the fall.
Which,
but,
like, I'm down for walk before you run, because I'd rather us dip the toe in than just like full bar run a marathon and be like, we got to go back to how it was. But the good news about this is Maren Morris is working on her third album. She's working really hard on it. So hopefully, even if we don't get a tour, we'll get new music or something.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to our Instagram, check our story, KZKX969, follow us. But you can check out the video there. Chris Lane's song, Big Big Plans. went number one, and in Nashville, big deal. Well, big deal no matter what, but they do big number one parties and stuff. Not so much during this pandemic. So rather than just celebrate a number one from home and not get any fun at all, his crew and some family members and friends, it looked like, they banded together for a number one parade, and they did a drive-by one with all their cars and stuff. So there was like balloons and silly string and signs and stuff, and they went and surprised the other songwriters on the song too. So they walked out of buildings and like sprayed them with silly string. And it's just so funny because it's just silly string. They're still like feet away from you, but the absolute wonder on their faces and the smiles just to have somewhat human interaction, you know, it was so nice to see. So congratulations to Chris Lane. Now we're getting to like the real big one from over the weekend. There were pictures floating around, and this is insane. Apparently, football icon Peyton Manning hung out with Luke Combs, Kenny Chesney, Jake Owen, Morgan Wallen, and Cole Swindell at the Cross-Eyed Critters Watering Hole. That's the bar inside the Graduate Hotel there in like East Tennessee.
Yeah,
wow. And because Manning was there or something, they were watching the Tennessee Volunteers.
It was a huge game this weekend.
Take on, was it A&M?
Yep, Texas A&M. Yeah, it was a huge game.
Some say it was a holiday party from Kenny Chesney online. Some say like Manning was just around and everyone was watching the game. I don't know the deal. Either way, can you imagine working at this bar? I mean, this is probably just a bartender trying to make ends meet.
Right.
There, knowing full well they might see some cool celebrities here and there. But to have this gang of people walk in, I would have lost my mind. I would have probably lost my job because I would have fangirled.
I wonder if Morgan Wallen from 30 Days in the Future showed up to tell. Morgan Wallen, dude, this is a bad idea. Get out of here. You're all gonna get ridiculed.
Morgan Wallen from 30 Days in the Future would have said, "Hey, man, you would have posted that, and you would have had nearly 500,000 comments already."
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, check out his Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
From what was it, a week or two?
Yeah, two weeks back.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. Yep. So it was pretty funny. But if you do want to see that, you can also find it on our Instagram story as well, KZKX969, with the nitty gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L on KX96.9.
You messed up. And JP, Corey L, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on KX96.9.
Bernie needs our help with making it right by his brother-in-law.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, good morning, Bernie.
Hey, morning, y'all.
Hey, man.
Can I start this by saying, sometimes I wish my name was Bernie. Like, I love that name, Bernie.
I know, that's actually really awesome.
Like, I don't want people to call me Burn Dog. You know, Burn like, all, oh, my God. So I just want you to know, I love your name. Love your name. All right.
I appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, all right, man.
All right, so Bernie, what's going on with you and your brother-in-law?
Well, here's the deal right here, okay? My sister and brother-in-law announced that at Thanksgiving dinner that first grandchild's coming. You know, she's pregnant.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yay.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, great. You know, cool. Don't get me wrong. It's super cool. I'm real, real stoked about meeting a little nephew or niece or something.
Right.
But later that night, I'm outside with my pops and brother-in-law. Man, we had, you know, maybe one too many whiskeys. I don't know.
Okay.
We're smoking cigars.
Sounds like a good night.
And I just happened to turn to him and kind of casual about it. Was like, you might want to get a paternity test. You know, just make sure it's yours.
Were you joking?
That's a bad joke.
Oh, it wasn't a joke at all. No, that's the whole thing about it. look, my sister's been caught sleeping around on three different times. They've only been together for a year and a half.
Okay? Oh, no. No.
Wait, so he's... Oh, no. What? Hold on! So...
What?
Hold on.
Oh my God.
So he know... She was caught by him, so he knows this.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he knows.
Hey, okay, it's his decision if he wants to take her back.
Working it out,
and again and again and again.
Right. Wow. Oh. Wow.
Well, I mean, I guess you're not wrong. I mean, I don't know.
Here's the thing. I want you to understand this. Thomas... He's a really good dude. I mean, he's super sweet. He's super loyal, and you know, he's just a hardworking man. You know, he's a part owner of his family's lawn care business, and he works his tail off, man. He's real successful, and you know, I'm pretty sure that's why the city bicycle ends up in his yard every night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You're saying that about your sister.
It's a good morning in Lincoln, Nebraska. Wow.
Why are you...
The town bicycle is up at his house
your
every
sister,
night.
Man.
Hey, look, man, I just want to make things right and apologize to him for bringing it up. That's all. I should have just kept my mouth shut.
Your sister is going to beat you.
Get me in trouble quite a bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, wow.
All right, okay. So you want to call? You're going to call and apologize and let him know that, hey, man, I shouldn't have said that, even if that's how you feel,
so,
and hope he takes that apology.
So you know he didn't receive that well. Like, he's been upset about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he's real mad. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's the problem. Because he knows that she's promiscuous. That's because it's a possibility. That's why he's so angry about it.
He doesn't want to face the music, it, kind of, maybe.
Man.
That's
you never know. People go through their own stuff, so who knows? Oh, God.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this is going to be super awkward. But,
man.
I'm so glad you're doing this with us this morning.
I've got some cousins, and they're this way with my cousin Morgan. Talks about her brother Justin in a very similar light.
Oh, really?
Because he's kind of had some of the same situation going on.
Okay.
So, like,
you know, and just because they're your brother and sister, you can still love them and call it how it is.
And call it.
I've heard this before.
What did you say? What did you say, Bernie, there a second ago?
And I bet he knows my sister.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting sweaty.
I kind of want to call your sister instead. Wow. Have you?
I don't.
Oh, man. No, Corey.
I don't.
Veto. All right. Well, Bernie, we'll get Thomas on the phone. We'll do the best we can to do that. And we'll let you apologize. And we'll do what we can to try to make it right. Okay?
I appreciate it.
You messed up. And JP, Corey, Ellen, Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kiss 96.9.
You're just joining us. It's Bernie who needs to make it right by his brother-in-law, Thomas, because his sister and brother-in-law announced at Thanksgiving dinner that their first grandchild would be coming. The sister's pregnant. He's very happy she's pregnant. He's excited to meet the little niece or nephew. But he was outside with his dad and the brother-in-law having whiskey and cigars. And as the night went on, his mouth got a little bit more loose and was like, hey, you might want to get a paternity test on that baby to see if it's yours.
I mean, even if you mean it, which he means it.
Right.
You just don't say that.
Just something you don't say.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah. Trust me. He already has thought of that.
Right.
I'm sure.
Goodness gracious. The word is she's been around the block about three different times while they've been together.
Oh, goodness.
So
okay.
Bernie wants us to get a hold of Thomas and see about making it right. All right, so we've got Thomas on hold, Bernie. We're going to bring him on, chat with him a bit, and then we'll let you apologize and we'll see what happens.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, good morning, Thomas.
Hello?
Hi, it's JP Coriel Husker Nick, the Kicks Morning Show. How you doing, man? Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on?
Sorry you're a busy dude. We just wanted to get a hold of you because somebody did wrong, and we do a thing called Make It Right on Mondays, and they would like to have us help facilitate an apology and try to make it right by you.
Okay.
The guy who is on hold with us is your brother-in-law, Bernie. Bernie, go ahead, man.
Nah, hey, you know what? Look, I'm not talking to this douchebag, right? This guy.
Wow. Okay.
Well, hold on.
Well, can we talk real quick?
Can you hear him out for like a second, maybe? Oh God, he hung.
No, he. All right.
Did he just hang up on y'all?
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Jesus. Oh, sorry
God.
About that. I'm doing my best to get that out of there before it happens.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Did you think it was going to go differently?
Well, I mean, I thought he might be a little bit of a man about it, not such a little. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There it goes.
Yeah, he's going to have to see me at Christmas. Y'all know this, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, family getting together.
Yeah, okay. So I'd see why you'd want to maybe bury the hatchet.
That's going to end up on YouTube, man.
Yeah, Facebook Live that bad boy.
Fight on sight.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay. Well.
No, wait. Okay. I got nothing.
Really?
I got nothing. I don't know.
I mean, this is like honestly God family drama, man, and I don't know.
Do you think at this point, do you think maybe you need to like talk to your sister? Like, try to get through to him through her? Or apologize to her? I don't know.
Do your parents know? That'd be the one I'm nervous about. Do the parents know that you guys are feuding?
Man, I wish my daddy was sober enough to care. And my mama, she tried, you know, like the song says. And they're just, I mean, there's no getting to my sister. And I feel like I've done my job. I have my duty by her and by Tommy and everyone else. So I feel fine about it. I don't even care anymore. I just keep my mouth closed.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you.
7-Eleven.
Good luck.
Oh, goodness gracious. I hope to God you've got a weird, solid relationship with your
Wow. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling. I'm sorry Bernie, we couldn't get that figured out there, Burn Dog.
You did. I mean,
Burn Dog.
All right.
You did the best you could. We called him, and he chose not to speak with you. So,
All right, buddy.
Man, this was messy.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck at Christmas time, man.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Bernie, we appreciate you listening to the show, man. And thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Great. Appreciate it, guys.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up after the show, all kinds of fun.
We'll talk ways you were stressed out during this pandemic, but how it really wasn't too terrible. A Husker game recap, this or that holiday gift guide, and your big thing.
Getting you through your workday.
I can listen to it at work.
With 12 songs in a row.
The energy and the vibe.
Kicks 96.9.
It's the After the Show show. I'm Coriel. A survey asked you what are the most stressful parts of 2020. And no surprise here, most people pointed the finger at the pandemic as a whole, making us come up with new day-to-day routines, going virtual, missing out on activities that you love, and seeing people that you love as well. Financial.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Happy Victory Monday, you two.
We haven't said that for a while.
Hey, Happy Victory Monday.
Yeah.
Of course, for those who don't know, Nebraska won on Friday night. They beat Rutgers. The story of that game, simply put, it took a half to get going, but Nebraska got going. By the way, Nebraska, the only team in all of college football to have three touchdown drives of 90-plus yards in a second half.
Dang.
Where was that? Where was that team earlier in the year? That's what I want to know.
I'm telling you, man, that was a crazy second half. Nebraska looked good. But the big story that came out of this game, guys, is when you kind of listen to Coach Frost and some of the players, they were talking about how tired they are and everything that's going on. And Nebraska decides to opt out. It was a team vote. From playing in any bowl games.
Yeah. That had my boyfriend fired up this weekend.
There's a lot of people angry, I'll tell you that.
I'll be honest, I kind of zoned out a little bit. We were going to get food, and I just had food on the brain, and I let him vent. But nice. I don't know what he said.
A lot of people are angry. You know, it's one of those things. If you guys remember, when college football got set aside, and it would look like there was going to be no season, it was Nebraska who was coming out saying, we just want to play football.
Yep.
We want to play. Even once the season got going, they fought with the Big Ten to get an extra game. Remember that?
Right.
Tennessee, Chattanooga. And then now, I guess like the visual of it is that the team that was begging all year and causing all these quote-unquote problems wanting to play has decided not to play. Well, national media is having a heyday
with it. Is the wind just kind of taken out of their sails? Is it kind of like we're limping across the finish line here? People need to go home and see their family? Or what's the deal?
I think that's it. Yeah, after being in the bubble and everything that these guys have done.
They're just taxing on people.
People are just worn out off this COVID thing. And to go play into a low-level bowl game, that's all we would have got. It's not worth it.
It's there's two different thought processes here, and you guys can decide how you feel. The players have obviously, Nebraska has had, you know, next to no COVID related cases because the Huskers did a great job of
phenomenal, by the way. I am so impressed by that.
Yes, they did a great job of making sure that they were not going out, not doing things, and you know, that of course when you're at home for all those months and staying in, it wears on you. The other thought process is you've been pounding the drum for more games all year. You can look right across the Missouri River at a school, two schools actually, that are going to be playing in bowl games, Iowa and Iowa State. So people are a little fired up over that. And the idea that, you know, you need game practices, whatever, to get better. I actually think that these guys, it's time to put your sword down for the year and relax. Go home.
Yeah.
You've fought your war. Now it's time to relax and go home and get ready, hopefully for a regular, you know, big year next year.
So isn't next year going to be all Scott's team, pretty much, like all of his picks?
Pretty much everyone of his guys.
Some of the reason why people were fired up was because these younger folks need more, you know, fuel time, basically. But then I guess where I look at it is like, well, what's one low-level bowl game gonna do for that?
You could get an injury.
So I don't know. I mean, I see why people are upset, but I'm like, I don't know.
You got to remember, So I'll tell you, I personally think, as you guys talk about this, you have to remember the year that Coach Frost has been through and the year that his team's been through.
I know.
But Frost lost his father earlier in the year.
Yeah, it's been a tough time.
And also, I know COVID has been really hard on a lot of people, especially those who have lost loved ones because you weren't able to, you know, get together and do the things that you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. If you watched him the whole season, you could tell. He's not quite been like himself. He looked like he aged quite a bit this year. So it might not be the worst thing, in my opinion, for them to take the bowl season off, even though we as fans would love to see it, which we're rightfully in that. We're the customer.
Yeah.
You know, if we want to, you know, we want to watch football, we love our football.
Yeah.
So like people aren't wrong for being mad and wanting football.
Right.
Believe it or not, guys, both people can be right here.
Yeah.
The fans can be mad. That's okay. And the coaching staff and the players want to go home, and that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
Completely okay. But good news is Nebraska finishes out the season with a win, a second half that looked really good against Rutgers. So hopefully that'll carry some momentum into the offseason. They just finished out with a top 20 recruiting class again. So hopefully that continues on, and the next year is a big year for the Big Red.
There we go.
Kicks Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That puts us in a great mood.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Country mornings are the best.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. Holiday Gift Guide 2020. It's Coriel coming up with ideas for you for the holidays. We run out of them every once in a while, and sometimes they're just plain stupid or funny or creepy, but well worth the money. Some of them also are not to be taken seriously, of course. If you're doing any gag gifts, there have been plenty I have found. You can find them on Twitter, KZKX969, including today's, so go follow us. Your first, this is custom cutouts of yourself, cardboard cutouts like what you see in the stands at Memorial Stadium and stuff like that. You can actually order one of yourself just in time for the holidays. So you can technically make family Christmas, but not so much at the same time. If you're going to play it safe and maybe not travel this holiday season due to the pandemic or whatever reason, you could just send a cutout in your place. Ship it to their house, even. Give them a surprise. Don't even tell them before you do it. Oriental Trading Company out of Omaha actually has these, and you can find it on Twitter, like I said. I'm really tempted to send one of myself to my cousins. They're only like... You can get some smaller ones for like $35, but they're still pretty good size. 5 feet? Hey, a 5 foot one is like $50. Honestly, money well spent. Your that for this or that today is a wall clock from Snapfish. And this is actually perfect for a newlywed couple. Choose a picture, any picture you want. It's a clock for the wall. It's very chic and kind of modern looking. So if you have, or even like a best friend, maybe get a pic of you two and get it done online. All you got to do is just like, you know, decide which picture you want to include and make the product. Boom, ship it to yourself and you got a Christmas gift. Check it out on Twitter, KZKX969, Holiday Gift Guide 2020. Jason Aldean got what I got. It's the After the Show show. Big things coming up on Kix. Your big thing to start off the work week. Tell us where the best Christmas lights are in town. It could be your own house. Or your neighborhood, if you've banded together to do that this year. Go to KZKX.com. Tell us where to find the best Christmas lights. It's the Holiday Lights Tour with Kix 96.9 and Jet Splash Car Wash. Just by telling us where your light shows are or where you found some of the best Christmas lights, you can win a free one-year wash pass to Jet Splash Car Wash. Head to KZKX.com. I know it came in handy for me, at least, over the weekend. We found our way through parts of Lincoln, and we didn't want to cheat and look quite yet. We wanted to find our own, and they were a little tough to find. So head to KZKX.com. Tell us where to find all the magic.